Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A new initiative has been launched by a Native American nonprofit on the Cheyenne River Reservation to help boost the local economy through cultural tourism. Over the next 2 years, Four Bands Community Fund will implement the Rediscovering Native Art on the Cheyenne River. It's a project to assist artists in marketing their work. Tanya Fidler is the executive director of Four Bands, and she joins us on the line from Eagle Butte. And Tanya, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hi, thank you, Carl.
Well, what did the idea for this project, Rediscovering Native Art on Cheyenne River, where did it come from?
From some market study, from looking at the economic opportunities in the tourism sector. If South Dakota, you know, tourism is the second leading industry here, and it is underdeveloped on the reservation. We've had success in the past, kind of walked away, and realized that for our loan fund, especially if we want to grow the loan fund to serve the community and, you know, create jobs and reduce poverty, we need to be strategic about the sectors we make investment in, and that was a no-brainer.
So looking at the arts and culture?
Yes.
Now, how is this project designed to work?
We're in the midst of design. We'll be going out into the communities because that's part of, you know, Cheyenne River Reservation is about the size of Connecticut, and we have 18 outlying communities, very rural, but there is a lot of great activity out there in these sparse and rural places. So we'll begin with community outreach and capacity building, educate on the opportunities with art, culture in the tourism sector, and then let the people lead it. We've been pretty successful in outreaching throughout the reservation, but now having a specific focus here, we've cultivated some other sectors. Arts and tourism is just the right time to be doing that, and skill building for people so they can create jobs.
So are you looking for specific artists to be involved in this project?
I think that's the neat thing about art and culture, is that culture calls in so many other aspects, you know, song, dance, film, poetry. So you do have this cultural perspective that is translated in these mediums. I think we haven't tapped into all the mediums, so it's just not the traditional arts. We actually have a nonprofit social enterprise here right now that has created a whole graffiti art park, part of one of the teen centers we have here. So, you know, within the community, it is part of that positivity. It reminds us of our best selves, and we get to engage. We meet people where they're at with those skills instead of, you know, coming on and saying, hey, it has to look like this, you have to do that. Our coaches then, we will be using support and getting support from First Peoples Fund, which is located in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's a national art and culture organization that promotes entrepreneurship development and business development with culture and art as an asset. They have those special skills of helping to develop artists. They've developed some of our more famous artists in this country, Don Montolo in South Dakota, for instance. So we realize we know what we don't know, and we know where to go to get the kind of help we need to be strategic and support the artists and performers throughout the project.
Is this a way of helping the artists and performers maybe change their mindset a little bit and start to think about ways that they can use their work as a business?
Yes. Yes, because a lot of times it's just for day-to-day subsistence. But another partner that we have has been working to take some of the talent in the outlying communities where our deepest poverty pockets are, working with those clients, for instance, helping them turn their pictures and drawings or sculptures, whatever it may be, they're turning them into gift cards, coffee mugs, you know, the whole merchandising aspect where people can then begin to build some income for their households. We're just trying to grow out those skills as well to help people understand what those economic opportunities are.
Is the goal to both bring tourists to Cheyenne River as well as to create opportunities for these artists to sell and market their work?
Yep, our plan would incorporate both ideas, but especially the bringing visitors to Cheyenne River. We do have bed and breakfasts. We have a teepee camp, a social enterprise that is an equine arena, interfaces with children and horse therapies. We have got entrepreneurs that have developed these businesses, and this project then will help them connect to each other and then help us connect them to the outside world so that visitors can have a wonderful experience when they come here. Because of the remoteness, they're not always that easy to find. You know, you'd have to have a mint to, you know, have enough billboards to move people along some of these rural routes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we figure we can be that vehicle for telling their story and helping to attract customers to their businesses.
And how big of a challenge is that then to increase cultural tourism, to get people to visit Cheyenne River?
It hasn't been a challenge in the past when we were really focusing on it with a project back in 2004 called Native Discovery, where we created tours and moved people through. It was a lot of heavy lifting, and it was in our earlier days as a loan fund. We started to work storefronts and some construction and contractor sectors as well. But it's just the right time. The opportunities for tourism, again, especially with gas prices dropping. South Dakota tourism has a great relationship in marketing to the state surrounding us, and we have access to 212, and we could move people from one side of the state to the other to have a full experience. We have good feedback from those who do come visit, and our people, we do complete training in hospitality and customer service. And Lakotas, it maybe folks don't know, but it's one of our strengths. That is one of our assets, is relationshipping. You know, we have a wonderful story to tell, and it reinforces identity. Often with high poverty, you'll hear only the negative sides of the community stories, but then we can go back and touch on art and culture, and communities are enlivened again, you know, and reinvigorated, and they see the value that they can bring to the table. We're just responsible for creating the opportunities for them to have the resources they need to develop those values that they already have.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Tanya Fiddler. She's the executive director of Four Bands Community Fund, and they're working on implementing the Rediscovering Native Art on Cheyenne River project to assist artists in marketing their work, among other things. In looking at the work that Four Bands has done in the past, and you mentioned the Native Discovery project some 10 years ago, what have you learned from that you can apply to this project?
That it's going to take something a bit more. At the time that we ran that project, our Chamber of Commerce was just beginning. Well, it's taken some time for the Chamber to maintain an identity. They just did a project recently in partnership with us, creating a visitor guide for all the businesses located on the reservation, so that if you come here, you can find out the who's, when's, where's, and what. And it was kind of interesting that many people on our reservation weren't aware of the businesses that might be 30 miles away, 40 miles away. So there's just so much education and profile that you have to do to lift it up for folks to realize what's going on in the community, where those opportunities for earned income are coming from.
In talking about the artists and performers on Cheyenne River, how many are there? Are we talking about quite a few people?
We have a list compiled since we've been working on this, and our loan portfolio is about, I would say, 20 to 25% art and craft, culture and visitor industry types of businesses. So it's, you know, it's a good quarter of the portfolio, and we have to invest in developing it to secure our asset as well. But we have a list of over 100 people. We have, as part of the South Dakota Indian Business Alliance, and the Native Entrepreneur Investment Fund, which is a statewide Native entrepreneur lending loan fund that we manage. We've been doing hunting lodges on the Rosebud Reservation as well. We have great partners on other reservations like the Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce down in Kyle, the Sisseton Wahpeton Nation. Their tourism department is keen and coming in really strongly. So it's this culmination over the last couple of years. It's just rising, bringing the conversation back up, and with strategic partners. I will say that First Peoples Fund, again, these community development financial institutions, the community banks, which are anchoring community economic development in high poverty places, if it weren't for partners like First Peoples Fund, who helped make the case and tell the story of the CDFIs, the native CDFIs on reservations, in that was able to attract these national sources, the Kresge Serdna funding, First Nations Development Institute funding, and First Peoples Fund, in those partnerships, because it behooves them to collaborate. We've been just helping each other out, and we're all ready to take it to the next step.
What happens after the 2 years that you'll be implementing the Rediscovery Native Art on Cheyenne River project?
We're hoping to have built community capacity, the training for customer service, enterprise management, marketing. We're developing the marketing vehicle within the Chamber of Commerce to be able to really serve the tourism sector better. Our business communications specialist, Becky Maher, her and I attended the Governor's Conference on Tourism, and it was just so exciting to be re-educated on what visitors are looking for and to look at each other and go, hey, that's exactly what we do. You want to have a natural experience. You want to have an outdoor, unique, authentic, you know, experience in some of the most beautiful country in South Dakota. That's naturally what we can do. So it made sense then to make those connections there as well.
Tanya Fidler is the executive director of Four Bands Community Fund, and the Community Loan Fund, a nonprofit organization, is launching the 2-year project Rediscovering Native Art on Cheyenne River. And Tanya, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about this on Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much, and visit us soon.